Today, Morning Magazine has an opportunity to chat with the president of AMRSQ. Now, some of you might be scratching your head at the acronym. Well, it stands for Antique Machinery Restoration Society of Queensland, and they have their 46th Vintage Machinery Rally coming up on the 22nd and 23rd of June at the Caboolture Historical Village. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Deb. Hello, listeners.
Could you share a little bit about the Antique Machinery Restoration Society of Queensland? I'd love to learn more about what you do.
Our society started in 1978. We are a growing group of passionate enthusiasts, keen on keeping our beautiful heritage alive by restoring vintage engines and keeping them in working order.
From what I understand, your group focuses on promoting and preserving antique machines, especially those with historical or engineering importance. What kinds of fascinating machines fall into that category, and why is it so meaningful to keep their stories alive?
Our Big Z8 Crosley is believed to be the only one in the world still in running condition and will be seen operating on the rally weekend and also on the third Sunday of each month. This engine dates back to 1908.
That's pretty amazing. Can you give us a preview of some of the unique machinery that visitors can expect to see at the upcoming 46th Annual Vintage Machinery Rally on the 22nd and 23rd of June at the Caboolture Historical Village?
We have the laundry equipment out of Fort Lytton from a Brisbane quarantine station 150 years ago. It too will be seen running. Also on the display will be various unique stationary engines driving pumps, generator saws and associated farming equipment. Also, there will be vintage tractors and trucks. Various car clubs will display their immaculately restored vehicles as well.
Seems like one of your main goals is making sure the skills to operate and maintain these antique beauties don't get lost to time. How do you work on passing that knowledge down to the younger crowd, and why it's so crucial to keep those skills alive?
Yes, Deb, it is very important that these skills are passed to our future generations. It would be sad if these skills died out. Our group is actively supporting our schools with demonstrations to many school groups who visit us each week. On average, we have more than 2,000 children who visit us from near and far each year. So, therefore, we believe that our aim, which is to keep our positive impression, to keep our history alive, is being fulfilled.
And that was Steve Porter, President of Antique Machinery Restoration Society of Queensland, keeping our community connected.